This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The president of CSU Pueblo has resigned after an independent investigation found he violated university policy. CSU isn't giving details on what the violation was. Armando Valdez says he disagrees with the conclusions of the investigation, but recognizes that it caused him to lose the confidence of the Board of Governors and CSU system leadership. The board has asked the former superintendent of Aurora Public Schools, Rico Munn, to serve as interim president. Large tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada could begin as early as tomorrow, and businesses across Colorado are bracing for the impact. Modelo beer is a major import from Mexico. It's one of the most popular beers in America right now. Bruce Gallagher from Bonnie Bray Liquors in Denver predicted that the tax will trickle down to consumers.
Yeah, because Modelo's not going to eat that. The supplier's not going to eat that. And the distributor's not going to eat that. And I'm not going to eat that.
The cost of a case of Modelo could rise to $40. Gallagher said that the liquor industry is already hurting from years of price growth and declining rates of drinking. A new memo from the Federal Department of Transportation is putting funding at risk for Colorado roads. Officials at the DOT issued a memo this week that prioritizes funding projects in states with high birth rates and those that comply with federal immigration enforcement. Colorado has a much lower birth rate than the national average and has limited how much law enforcement can cooperate with federal immigration officials. In a statement, Governor Jared Polis' administration says the order is, quote, ludicrous on its face. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.